This state used to be a manufacturing powerhouse, but the car industry's long gone, other sectors are struggling, its population is ageing, and many of its young, talented professionals leave each year to head east and they never come back. Daniel Mielke, despite earning degrees in accounting and health, opted for small business, following the footsteps of his parents and grandparents who used to own a deli. He stayed in Adelaide and he's building a mini food empire, including the cafe that we're at this morning. He's got some interesting views on the election and insights from his customers. It's mid-afternoon. I'm in a busy cafe drinking kidney tea, a herbal blend that's the creation of entrepreneur Daniel Mielke.
It's got couch grass, lemon balm, horsetail. What else? I mix M. Calangela in it, so it's all good for you.
We're sharing a brew at one of his two cafes. The 31-year-old also owns a coffee bean roasting business, a juice bar, and he's a partner in 5 barbershops.
Most people say, oh, you're a business person, you're a liberal. And I'm like, well, that's not the case. I'm small L, and that could be small L Labor or small L Liberal. I'm not convinced. Labor have had their time, and they say they're going to do a lot for small business. Nothing actually happens. And it's, you know, the point in case again is, last election, we were talking about the tram coming up to Norwood. They got re-elected. There was no tram. And it's the same marketing tool out again. Oh, we're going to bring the tram to Norwood. It's just like, no, you said that last time. You don't get to use that card again.
For all of that, he's also worried by the big spending Liberal promises made by its leader and his local member, Stephen Marshall.
I think Stephen's got a better understanding of what small business requires and what we actually need. But with that, I think being fiscally responsible, because you can lavishly spend money, and like, it worries me that they're throwing, saying, oh, we're going to spend a couple hundred million here and a couple hundred million there, because I know I'm going to pay for that.
Daniel Mielke says many of his customers are over politics and some have tuned out. And many aren't satisfied with the choices, which has opened up a chance for the SA Best Party and its leader, Nick Sanford.
And I think a lot of people are just, they're disengaged with the election altogether. All day, because I work on the coffee machine every morning from 6:30 to 10:30, do my little shift. And I say to people, don't forget to vote on Saturday. Don't forget to vote. And they're like, oh, is it this week? But they're aware of what's going on. And I know like Nick's ratings have slumped, and I'm not sure if that's got to do with the recent ad he put out. That's Nick's style, but a lot of people are going to go, is he a statesman? And it doesn't really spell statesman, but that's Nick's style. He's a personality, it is what it is, isn't it?
Power, the cost of it, not the blackouts in 2016, is a big issue for him. Explains how his power bills have soared at his Norwood business.
So when we first started, and like this is obviously accounting for our expansion and all the rest of it, it was about $4,500 a month. Today, we're paying $7,000 a month. It's huge. And so you do start to question, do I install that extra fridge? Do I expand that bit of service? Because, you know, $7,000 is enough to scare anyone.
Small businessman Daniel Mielke.